time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, what's going on, everybody? Dom Nicastro here. If you just stumbled upon us for the first time, thanks for tuning in. We are a weekly podcast on msonewsports.com. We used to be in the FM radio world, 104.9 FM, but we are here, still going strong. We thank our sponsors, including Moynihan Lumber, for the great work and partnership. And we have one guest. We go one guest each show, and it's a big one. This is the heart of the football season. We got 2 weeks left and another big game. This every week's a huge game in the Merrimack Valley, and this one is huge. Andover at Central, and we got new Andover football coach Jay Fielding on the line in the next segment. Yeah, we're going to talk to Jay, and we don't just get into his emotional trip going back to Central where he was an assistant for 13 years. We don't only get into how great his Andover team is right now with just one loss to Methuen. Methuen with some big boy wins this year, huh? Andover and Central they beat. We don't just talk about his thoughts on Central and what it takes to beat them. No, we also talk about what's going on with his efforts in the offseason to bring together Merrimack Valley football players and an amazing showcase that I saw a video of it on Instagram. Crazy good. And I just love the community efforts to bring competitors together, all for the benefit of these kids and their futures. I mean, someone got a D1 commit like right out of the showcase, I was told. So listen to that interview next after the break. And after that, we'll just do a little postseason rankings where the football teams stack up.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, we are back at it with our one and only guest of the day. It's going to be Andover football coach Jay Fielding, first year. What's going on, coach?
Not too much. Thanks for having me. How you doing?
Good, good. We're doing good. Merrimack Valley football, hot as ever. We're getting down the stretch run here. We got a game of games coming up at Central. Andover's heading over there 7 o'clock this Friday night. Let's just start there. Emotions are riding high for you, obviously, in this one.
Oh, 100%. You know, it's going to be exciting, and obviously it's a great program year in and year out, and some fantastic kids, and one of the best coaching staffs in the league, and a phenomenal environment to play in. So we're excited for the opportunity.
But that coaching staff's not as good. They're down. They're minus one from you. How many years were you there, coach?
13 years.
How many?
13 years.
13. So this would have been year 14 under a new coach there also. So kind of like two newbies. I know your counterpart this weekend has been there a couple of more years than you as the head coach. But let's talk about what's going to happen, X's and O's. Looking at Central from an objective point of view, without the emotion, what kind of challenges are they going to bring for you guys Friday night?
Well, they present a lot of challenges. I mean, year out, you can count on them having an explosive offense. They're physical. They have a ton of playmakers and one of the best offensive coordinators in the state. And over the last 15 years, Coach John Sexton. So, you know, they present a lot of challenges. They're extremely disciplined. They're tough. They're physical. And year in and year out, you can count on them just being disciplined, running to the ball, and just extremely well coached and disciplined on special teams. So in all three phases, they're a great program.
Yeah, and they, you know, a couple of weeks ago had a pretty marquee win. I mean, against Severian, two-time defending champs, and then they follow that up with a loss in the Merrimack Valley to Methuen. So I said, you know, Central beating Severian, hey, that's the win of the year. And then Methuen beats Central. I go, that's the win of the year. And now, you know, it's just like typical Merrimack Valley stuff. It's just teams beating everyone. Are you seeing a lot of excitement and parity in the league this year as usual?
100%. I've always, you know, said Merrimack Valley pride, and I went to Central Catholic and I was a captain there. And the Merrimack Valley is extremely tough. And you look what Coach Ryan, obviously Ryan Dugan, has done at Methuen. You look at, you know, Scotty Boyle quietly has done at Lowell. Ryan Elwood, obviously getting his 200th win. Tewksbury's undefeated. You look around the league, Central Catholic has had probably the hardest schedule out of anybody, right? Playing two powerhouses out of state and Bishop Hendricken, and then the team out of New York and BC High, St. John's Prep, Severian, Methuen. We're 5-1. And even, you know, North Andover struggling a little bit this year, and they're young, but they have a lot of talent coming through the pipeline, and Coach Cirillo's rebuilding that culture over there a little bit. So, you know, it's just, and look at Haverhill's roped off three wins in a row as well. So it's a tough conference. Haverhill went and put it on Everett pretty good. So it's a well-rounded conference that week in and week out, you're in for a fight, and it's going to be a four-quarter game.
Yeah. And you guys are certainly in the mix at 5-1. And only one blemish on the record, Methuen 35-29 shootout. Then you come back the last 2 weeks with solid wins, 56-8 over Lawrence, and then Pinkerton. That's the New Hampshire defending state champs, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys had your own little, hey, we beat a state champ too. That Pinkerton win for you guys, big boy win, 27-20, beating the defending state champs out of New Hampshire. So, you know, what kind of football do they bring? That's a good look for you guys to get that, you know, experience in a non-leaguer.
Powerhouse program out of New Hampshire, similar to Londonderry. New Hampshire has some really good teams, and I think there's a misconception that just because it's New Hampshire, some of those teams can't compete. But as you've seen, Londonderry beat Duxbury this year. Londonderry always schedules tough. Pinkerton has scheduled Brockton for years. And we knew it was going to be a tough environment to go in and compete in. You know, the band is really loud. It's a different environment for our kids. They run smash mouth football with the wing tee. You know, they have 4,000 kids. It's a huge academy. And last year, one player alone from Pinkerton ran for, I think, 320 yards by himself. So I really challenged the kids this week to shut down the run, to be physical. And I said, if we're able to shut down their run, we'll win the game. I wasn't as concerned with their passing yards. I said, if we shut down the run, we'll win the game. And we were able to limit them to 78 total yards.
Wow.
On the ground. Yeah, 78 total rushing yards. So we did that.
Yeah, yeah. Set the goal, got it done. That's awesome. And coach, coming in, you know, as a first year coach here on the varsity level, head coach wise anyway, tell me about your staff. Was there a lot of carryovers from Central, keep some Andover guys, a little bit of a mix, or how did that work out?
Honestly, you know, I wanted to come in and bring new blood, bring in all my own guys, truthfully.
Yeah.
But I got hired kind of late, like mid-March. Mm. And my best friend Matt Cirillo got the North Andover job, so he hired me. So I was able to bring
five guys from the outside in with me. And then I retained four guys from the current Andover staff. And I made sure I sat down with them, interviewed them. And, you know, loyalty is more important to me than X's and O's and all that. And just kind of got a feel for them as people first and just kind of wanted to make sure they were on board with the new vision moving forward. And I'm really grateful that I kept those guys around because they've been a huge asset to the program.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. You found that good mix. And man, this is like an emotional season for you going to your old stomping grounds this Friday. Skip over Tewksbury. Am I missing any connections personally for you against Tewksbury on Halloween?
No. Just the team we're going to be lining up against.
I gotcha. And then North Andover, like you said, best friend coach, new coach there. So you're going to be hosting them on Thanksgiving morning. Another emotional game. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Love it.
That'll be a good one. So the I have my own training program, Pack Performance, and we actually, Coach Cirillo from North Andover and I run it. So we work with a lot of kids from the Merrimack Valley. And in the spring, I started the Merrimack Valley Showcase. Sean Terry, all the Billerica head coach, ran kind of a smaller version that was open to everyone. But yeah. I got the job in Andover. I made sure to get all the coaches together. We assembled the best talent and we had it at Andover High School. And we had 125 kids and we had 60 college coaches show up. And the kid Christian Lowell got a Division I offer. So I'm all about, I love the game of football. I'm a football junkie and I just love the game year round. I'm all in it year round and just kind of whatever I can do to add to the game and working and helping kids from the area. So you're kind of seeing the walls come down. Like in the 90s, 80s, I feel like everybody grew up, nobody hung out, nobody talked. And now you're kind of more interpersonal connections and everybody's trying to, you know, protect their program and at the same time help kids around.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if that's due to, you know, I don't want to give social media the credit because efforts like yours are what it's all about, bringing these kids together. But maybe they're loosening up a bit because they connected on social and they're following posts and stuff. The kids are a little more interconnected that way where, you know, I was a mid 90s high school kid too. Forget it. We didn't interact with anybody from the other schools ever.
The territories were strong and not that they aren't now, but it's like, you know, I just played against Pinkerton the other night and I had a kid from Pinkerton I trained and, you know, one of the parents reached out to me. He's like, hey, can you help send his huddle around? And that's how easy it is now. I can send a text with the kids' highlights and in my network and help the kids get recruited and stuff. So that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I love that. So we're going to beat the heck out of you in September, October, November, but the other 9 months, I'm your guy, you know?
It was like, for one night, it was like bliss. All the MVC coaches were high-fiving, and the next week, all fighting and complaining.
Oh, yeah, you can fight on during the game. What kind of move was that over there, Terrio? You know? Yeah, no, I get it. Competitions, we put that all aside, the friendships. But look, one more quick question, Andover-wise. Who are the captains and what have they brought this year?
Ben Knott is a captain. His brother, Brian Knott, was a captain a couple years ago. He plays at James Madison University. Jackson Fuller, defensive end. He's been amazing. Nick Ilsley, two-way starter, safety, wide receiver. And then Thomas Enman, our tight end's been amazing. So I've put a lot on those kids, honestly, and four captains. And since I got the job, I've really leaned on them. And it's not easy going through a coaching change, right, going into your senior year. But they've accepted every challenge I've thrown their way, and they've been amazing.
I love it. All right, Andover football coach Jay Fielding. His team is on the road at Central Friday night, 7 o'clock. Huge MVC game, and then finishing up with Tewksbury on Halloween and then awaiting their playoff seed. So, Coach, best of luck. We appreciate you coming on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate everything.
All right, have a good one. We'll talk soon. Bye.
Did you know that Anderson is the most trusted name in windows in the United States? See for yourself at Moynihan Lumber. You can take a look at a variety of Anderson windows on display at our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk back at it. That was Jay Fielding. First time we've talked to him, and great stuff. I told Jay after we're going to catch up when that Merrimack Valley football showcase starts to be in the planning mode. Get the word out. I am all in on getting the word out for that. Bringing those kids together like that, what an effort. Hey, Northeastern Conference. I have my Cape Ann League. I have that show, the North Shore Sports Desk. Get it going. I wonder if there's anything comparable to that. That'll be cool to bring all those kids together too, right? All right. So let's go around the horn. Postseason power rankings in football for the Valley. We just heard from Andover football coach Jay Fielding, and his team is the third of three Valley teams in the top 10. Methuen, well-deserved. At 5-1, sitting at 6 ahead of 7 Central and 8 Andover. So 7 Central, 8 Andover. What a game this is. You know, the implications of this, I mean, there's one more week to go, so a lot of maneuvering can happen. But let's say it is for the 8 seed, 7 seed. So the implications of finishing 8th versus 7th would mean the difference between facing St. John's Prep or like Springfield Central or Xaverian in the second round. So that's big, you know. Clearly, those teams would battle each other first, and that would be a tough haul, right, in the first round. But to get past the first round, you know, you'd have to face a defending two-time champ or the team that won the Super Bowls before them, you know, Prep or Xaverian. So, or Xaverian or Prep, I should say, in that order. But so 6, 7, and 8 are the Merrimack Valley. And that's what the Merrimack Valley does. They just have solid seasons every year and they get in the top 10. Also having a solid season and awesome to see them in is Lowell. And you heard Jay Fielding praise Lowell's coach. 5-1, 11 seed. So I am so looking forward to seeing Lowell in that postseason and do what they can. Haverhill won 3 in a row, looks like, and they are 3-3 at number 20. Going to be a long road for them to get in there, but the good news is Brockton will probably be eliminated there. I mean, unless they win their last two, they're 1-5 at 15. So if they can't pull it off a win, then you remove Brockton. So that opens up a spot. So Haverhill essentially could be the 19th seed. Then again, Attleboro, right, also has one win only. And they're ahead of Haverhill. They need to win 3 to be even considered for the postseason. So let's say Haverhill is, with their 3 wins, are basically the 18 seed at the moment. Even BC High only has 2 wins, so they might not be a guarantee. So I'm going to bump Haverhill even one more to 17 with that math. So we're rooting for Brockton to lose and Attleboro to lose and BC High to lose, and Haverhill's chances of getting in the dance will improve that much more. Of course, Haverhill has to hold its own and look good in its final two games. And if you look at their schedule, you know, what's going to be presented to the Hillies in the final 2 weeks of the regular season, They did have that nice win over Everett. They will have a challenge, obviously, at Methuen this Friday night. And then they host Central Catholic. So I'm saying Haverhill, you know, could bump up, but that's assuming they pull off a big win or two in their final week here. And they have Lowell on Thanksgiving, as we know, but that doesn't count towards the rankings. Super Bowls will be set by then. So Division One, as usual, looking pretty awesome and fun to watch in the Valley. Let's move over to two, where you got Bill Ricca. Definitely qualified if they make the rankings top 16 because they have that third win. They're 3-3 at 8 under Sean Terrio, first year coach. Chelmsford, 2-4, needs that one more win to get even considered. So they're number 10 seed, though. So all they got to do is basically win that last game. And North Andover is in the playoffs if it started today. However, they only have that one win. So they really need to pull off wins in their final two games. And that's going to be a challenge for North Andover because their schedule features Tewksbury and Lowell. So, man, what a road. Yeah. Don't want to go into the final 2 weeks needing to win two in the Valley because you're going to play a great team. That's all there is to it. Maybe two. And in this case, North Andover is going to Tewksbury, who's just ripping it up this year. And Lowell at home on Halloween night. And we know Lowell is 5-1, having a great season too. So anyone else on the outskirts for D2? No. Let's look at three. And we don't usually talk about three because we don't really have any teams there from the Valley. But in four, we do. And that's your Tewksbury Redmond. Tewksbury 6-0. Burlington and Marblehead are also 6-0, but Marblehead does have a big game at Masco. I give Masco the slight edge in that one. We did have Jim Rudloff on for Marblehead coach in the other show. But Tewksbury 6-0, number two seed, Scituate number one at 5-1. That's a tough, tough division. Tewksbury, Canton, Burlington, Marblehead, Ashland, all great teams. And we'll see what happens there. I think we check out one more division. And that's five for the MIAA rankings. And that is going to be the division that features Shawshene Valley Tech, the defending champs. They're undefeated along with Archbishop Williams and Medfield are the only other undefeated teams in the conference. So Shawshene at three, Foxborough one, Hanover two. And Greater Lawrence Tech checks in at 7. So 5-1 at the moment. And yeah, great stuff happening over at Shawshene as usual. So that's going to do it for us. That's a show right there. That's a show. So thanks for tuning in on this October 23rd show. We are here every week on Thursdays. So Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, check us out. Next week, it's the day before Halloween, so we'll have a little more clarity on what's going on in football with that final weekend before playoffs start. I can't believe it's here. 2 weeks from this week is round one of a great round of playoffs. You go round one, you go semis, you go finals. I mean, you go round one, you go quarters, you go semis. So 3 weeks, then you get the Thanksgiving week, and then the Super Bowl. So what a month, right? 4 weeks in November, 1 week in December, best time of the year for high school sports, easily. Although some might debate that the basketball and hockey tournaments are right up there too, which they are. You know, you can't beat March leading up to the Garden, Saunga Center in Lowell. It's always packed. Great days for finals, and I love it. So, all right, thanks for tuning in. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We will see you next week.